Hello, this is the first episode of Awkward YOLO. My name is Jordan Johnson, and just to give kind of like a little shout out, this is kind of like one of the dopest apps I've ever seen, called Anchor, which made it super fucking easy to kind of start my own podcast. I don't know, I've been wanting to do this for a while now, and there's like a lot of stuff that's been happening in my life this last year. You know, and I'm just kind of trying to find more outlets to express and educate and have fun. And, you know, I've never heard of a podcast thus far that was kind of like one person. So bear with me on that sense. But I'm sure they're out there. But, you know, nonetheless, you know, let's just get right into today's topics. This show, Awkward YOLO, that comes from, wow, a plethora of things, but just like to make a long story short, my Instagram, my Snapchat, and my Twitter handle used to always all be called Awkward YOLO. A little tangent on the side, I have a tattoo that says YOLO in Japanese, and I got like the same tattoo with my stepmom like senior year of high school, so just to give you a little more context, I'm awkward, and I used to be like, YOLO! I would say it a lot, really, what's the word? Not giving much context, or any kind of real meaning to anything, but it was just kind of like, you only live once. And, like, now that I'm a little older, I look back at that, and I'm just kind of like, damn, like, I was just saying it then, but, like, that kind of feeds my energy, you know? Like, I like to keep it positive. You know, I've done a lot of things that are questionable, I've learned a lot of lessons, I've done a lot of dumb things over and over and over again, but the one thing that I love to maintain is I just keep your energy positive. Keep it positive, keep it positive, keep it positive, keep it positive. This year has been kind of crazy, which, just to give you guys a heads up, this is basically this first episode. I'm just gonna kind of introduce myself, talk about, you know, random shit that has to do with me. Obviously, when the show is called Awkward YOLO, I've expressed to you what that meant, so at this point, you'll kind of get it. So, back to what I was talking about. I kind of forgot what I was talking about. I guess that's okay. This has been a great year for me. You know, my son was born, the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to me. And it's just given me such a new, beautiful outlook on life. You know, all the things that are happening in the social climate, political climate, sports climate, you know, the things that matter the most to me. Things have changed a lot, you know, but I can honestly say they're moving in such a beautiful direction. But some things that have really kind of touched me lately, I was listening to the Breakfast Club interview earlier with Gary Vee, and every time I just listen to any video by him, I'm really inspired, and I don't know, man, like, he puts things in such a beautiful perspective, because he really knows how to articulate what he's trying to say, but he was talking about, and he said 23, like, when he was talking about age range, and, you know, my birthday this Saturday, so I was like, I took it kind of personal, but I believe everything happens for a reason, so maybe that age, out of all the ages, 22, 21, 24, 25, 26, 27, why did you say 23? So I'll take that as the universe personally giving me a message just kind of delivered through him. Just talking about how, man, like, you see these people around you that have this success or that success, and they're younger than you, or they're older than you, but they learned earlier than you, and this and that, and this and that. You're not a failure. You're just early in the process. And one thing, if you've ever played sports, if you've ever had a coach, that was one of those, the gold standard, the triangle offense. Trust the process. You work hard, you practice, you learn from your mistakes, and you keep doing that over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Key component is learning from your mistakes. But by trusting that process, you will have some success at some point. So, I'm at that point where I have to tell myself that daily. Trust the process. And then he made it a point to say, what the heck? Okay, so yeah, there was a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm just now like kind of learning how to like use this app. So it like did some weird shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on. But anyways, you made a point to say that, which I'm trying to remember where I really was with my point. So we were talking about trusting the process. But yeah, he made the point, which I'll just kind of reiterate what he said, about how I'm just early in my process. How at, I guess, 23 and 4 days, shout out to Jordan Johnson, 11-18-9-4 Scorpio season, that I'm just early in my process, and it's not something that's gonna be quick. And okay, now I remember my point I was gonna make. That while you're trusting this process, okay, that's what in theory. Enjoy every moment of it. Enjoy the bad, enjoy the good, but enjoy them in the same sense. Because the good moments, you worked hard for those. The bad moments, you want those because you learn from those moments. Those are moments whenever your true grit, your true gurn, that's when it's really tested, where you really see what you're made of. Life is, in my opinion, which this is not what he said, but in my opinion, it is comprised of really great moments and really bad ones, but there's gonna be a lot more of just those moments where you're not too high and you're not too low. I personally don't really like the highs or the lows. I like being consistent. Consistency, I think, a part of the process that is, I'm not gonna say the most important, but at this age where I am now, that's what I've struggled with the most, consistency. So now that I have a child, I just really do truly believe that my life is not my own, and I went had my life, and then now I have my son's life. In the sense of my life was to show me my mistakes, show me the things that made me happy, show me this, show me that. And now that I have my son, it's not that I don't have my life, it's that my decision making, the things I do are catered toward. I have a son that's watching. So for some that means very little. To me, that means a lot. But, just giving you a little bit about me as a person. I'm not gonna get too personal and talk about any of my family life. I just have a great support system. No matter how much we argue or this or that, I always just look at that it's because they care and they love me, and just I wouldn't have my life of went any other kind of way. I've had two of my brothers, Joey and Josh, have kids this year. Or Joey's about to have Brecken in like a, what is it, 5 weeks ago was last time I checked? I don't recall, to be honest with you. But Josh, Carson, it's a beautiful thing to say that we kind of experienced it all around the same time, because just how much your life gets changed by, a child. But that's neither here or there. I am someone that loves tennis, but I stopped playing, so it's something I try not to watch because it makes me miss it too much. And until I'm kind of ready to get back in, I've kind of just stopped watching it. Music-wise, which this isn't really what the podcast is going to be really catered to. I think it's just going to be a way, for me just to express this. I have a lot to say, I have a lot to say, and I've been told for a very long time that there's some people that really want to hear it. So, that being said, here we are. I'm going to have some guests on time to time, but I think I want to keep this, I want to keep this on my Joe Budden shit. So this isn't the Jordan Johnson podcast. This is the Awkward YOLO podcast, and I have a lot of influences. I think all of you should watch or listen. You can do both. The Brilliant Idiots, formerly known as, I'll name this podcast later, the Joe Budden podcast. I'm not really into many other ones after, since Taxstone is currently in prison, facing murder charges, attempted murder charges. Excuse me. A lot of crazy shit going on, but I just want to mentally prepare y'all. There's gonna be a lot of shit we're gonna be discussing, or I'm gonna be discussing the time, just kind of giving my opinion. I see what. This shit is so weird, man. Like every like 5 minutes it stops, so if you hear weirdness, that's just. So yeah, I'm back, guys. But yeah, this is just such a, I'm excited for this little journey I started. This is something I'm gonna start doing, just to kind of give you guys a little background about where things are at me right now. I am currently, or I have currently just recently become vegetarian again. This journey is something I'm heavily documenting, not like so it's a play by play, so I'll see every moment kind of sense, like while it's happening. I'm kind of documenting it in secret, and then after I'm gonna do a little documentary because I really just want to show the impact of having such a beautiful child can have in your life. And I don't want any praise or anything like that, so I'm kind of doing it to myself because it's not, I'm not doing it for others to praise me or think I'm great or this or that or have a reason to talk shit because niggas gonna hate it anyways. But I'm doing it because I want to do it for myself, you know? I really truly mean that. I wanna enjoy myself. I wanna love myself, you know, because how can I teach my son to do those things if I don't feel the same about myself? I'm currently, obviously, like I said, vegetarian, and I am currently training for a half marathon. So you guys will see the journey once I'm done. I'll do a little documentary, little documenting everything that's kind of happened in that process, but. Okay, this is just the context breaker, giving you a little background about me. I'm never gonna get too personal because, you know, my family and friends will be hearing this. But this is just Jordan's story I'm gonna give to the world. Awkward YOLO that embodies me as a person. And anyone that doesn't know me will know me after this. I'm okay with being transparent as about my life and who I am, but I will always be respectful to my family and my friends. I believe peace, positivity, in love. There will be no hate on this podcast, you know, that we can transparently have a conversation about things we disagree with, but I do not believe in hate. I believe in a matter of my opinion. I do believe in objectively speaking, so you will not hear a lot of my mind. You will hear some of my subjective thoughts, but I objectively would like to just talk about things to get both perspectives on both sides, so. Once again, this is the Awkward YOLO podcast. I wish you all a great day, and I apologize in advance. I'm almost about 13 minutes. This is definitely going to be the shortest one. So, in 6 months to a year, when you're always like, why are they always an hour and a half? I'm going to be like, I want you to go back to the first podcast, and then we can have a conversation. You guys have a beautiful day. Thank you very much. I look forward to this little journey we're about to go on.